The House will come to order. Members, please take your seats. Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the prayer. We're pleased to have with us today Dr. Daniel Middlebrooks from First Call First Responder Church in Plant City at the invitation of Representative Alvarez. Dr. Alvarez, please, or Dr. Middlebrooks, please approach the well.
Please join me in prayer. Gracious God and loving Lord, we come before your presence in these hallowed halls of authority and responsibility to seek your wisdom, to walk worthy of your calling of leadership and of legacy in our lives. As my sovereign, I ask for your provision and direction in the hearts of these men and women who have committed to serve their community and country. Use them as your stewards for clarity and calm during these uncertain seasons of confusion and chaos. As my sustainer, I beg for safety and strength for our mighty military and faithful first responders that stand ready to serve and protect our neighbors, our schools, and our great nation. I pray for hope and healing for the families of heroes lost in death who became our very shield of liberty and sword of justice, standing their ground against the enemies of freedom and shouting with the voice of eternity, "You will come no further." As my Savior, I thank you for the anointed heads of clergy and chaplains that walk through the highways and byways of this fragile life to provide a firm foundation of faith for generations to build and to believe. Hold us now in the grip of your amazing grace until the day we see your face. This I pray in the name above all names, my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 The clerk will unlock the machine and members will record their presence. Have all members recorded their presence? The clerk will lock the machine and announce the presence of a quorum.
111 members voting. A quorum is present, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Members and visitors in the gallery, please join us for the Pledge of Allegiance. Today's pledge will be led by Mac Whitaker from Tallahassee at the invitation of Representative Tant, Peyton Willoughby from Tallahassee at the invitation of Representative Daly, and Christian Zika from Gainesville at the invitation of Representative Clemens. Please join us in the pledge. Members, we're honored today to be joined by our Law Enforcement Officer of the Day, Major Chris Rule, from the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office at the invitation of Representative Tom Cowell. Major Rule began his career in law enforcement over 20 years ago as a deputy sheriff for the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. Over the years, he's held many different positions, most of which were in a covert capacity. Major Rule upholds a high level of commitment to the public, especially victims of human trafficking. He currently serves on several human trafficking boards and coordinates undercover operations to hold traffickers accountable. That's God's work. Major Rule, thank you for joining us today. Your service and dedication to your community in this state are commendable. God bless you, sir, and welcome to the Florida House. Great to have you with us. Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, show the journal approved. Are there messages from the Senate?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there reports of standing committees and subcommittees?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there motions relating to committee and subcommittee references? Are there matters on reconsideration? Members, if you will take your seats and pause for a moment, we're going to turn down the lights and share a little video with you this morning on day 60.
Our vision of freedom and opportunity is a positive. It lifts people up. It celebrates the dignity and value of every man, woman, and child that God created. My pledge to you is we will boldly defend life, liberty, and freedom for all our citizens.
We can all agree that we want the best for all of our babies in the state of Florida.
We should be empowering every single family and every single child.
So the bill passes.
The Live Local Act. This is groundbreaking, innovative concepts that the nation can look towards on how hardworking Floridians can live close to where they work.
So the bill passes.
We keep taxes low because individuals and families know best how to spend the money they earn.
From the bottom of my heart, thank you for integrating the permanent tax break on children's diapers. I'm just so thrilled to give this a yes, Kamani.
Without a doubt, tell the people in Florida that this chamber, Republican or Democrat, cares about their working families, and they're going to help them, and they're going to help their children, they're going to keep their children healthy, and they're going to ensure that they have economic prosperity. This is here today because of our speaker, because of this bipartisan effort.
105 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes.
Success depends on the men and women to your left and to your right. You know, if we stand together as one team, acting on principle and with the courage of our convictions, there is absolutely no limit to what we can accomplish together.
Members, let me give you a brief roadmap of what we're doing this morning, and then I'll be back towards the end to close us out. We have completed explanations, questions, and debate on all the budget bills yesterday. So today we'll adopt the conference reports and then vote on each bill as amended. In addition, we will consider bills on any returning messages list. We will start with returning message list one. Please read the first message.
The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker. I'm directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has passed House Bill 7063 with one amendment by the required constitutional two-thirds vote of all members elected to the Senate and requests the concurrence of the House. Tracy C. Cantella, Secretary. By Ways and Means Committee and Representative McLean, House Bill 7063, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Taxation.
Are there amendments on the desk?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative McLean, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, unlike yesterday, I move that we concur in Senate Amendment 283904 to House Bill 7063.
Representative McLean moves the House concur with Senate Amendment 283904 to House Bill 7063. Representative McLean, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, the strike-all amendment reflects the agreed-upon final tax package. The strike-all includes some modifications of issues that we passed out in our House bill. It has some new issues that were not included in the House bill, and we removed some issues that were in the House bill, and I'll walk you through the differences in the bill and the amendment. Issues that passed the House but were modified. The amendment expands the disaster preparedness holiday from 1 2-week holiday in late May and early June to 2 2-week holidays. The second holiday will take place at the end of August and early September. The amendment keeps the reduction in the business rent tax rate from 5.5 to 4.5, but delays the starting date from July 1st, 2023 to December 1st, 2023. The reduction to 2% in August of 2024 remains unchanged. new issues that were not in the bill that was passed out of the House. The amendment adds a permanent sales tax exemption for firearm safety devices. The amendment adds a 2-year sales tax distribution related to the promotion of horse breeding and racing in the state. The amendment adds a provision that allows a local option food and beverage tax levied in Miami-Dade County to apply to any or all of the three cities currently exempt from the tax once the levy is approved by at a voter referendum in a general election. The amendment adds a provision related to the thresholds for a property appraiser to challenge a value adjustment board decision. The amendment provides funding to reimburse local governments that issued refunds on homestead property rendered uninhabitable as a result of Hurricane Ian or Nicole. The amendment creates a prohibition on special assessments on ag property, similar to the one that was proposed by Representative Tuck. The amendment adds a permanent increase in the annual cap for the voluntary cleanup tax credit program, commonly known as the Brownfields tax credit, from $10 million per year to $35 million per year. The amendment allows certain fiscally constrained counties that have beachfront property to use up to 10% of their TDT tax for public safety. The amendment requires the 4 tourist development taxes that currently are authorized by the governing board of a county to instead require voter approval in a referendum at a general election. This change will only apply to new levies and does not impact existing levies. The amendment incorporates provisions of House Bill 731 by Representative Temple, requiring the renewal of local option taxes, including any expiring tourist development taxes, to be held at a general election within 48 months preceding the effective date of the referendum, and limiting such a vote to only once within the 48-month period. The amendment provides an appropriation to the Department of Revenue for expenditures associated with administering the act. Provisions passed by the House, but things that were excluded. The provision that related to the unconstitutional discretionary sales surtaxes. The amendment removes the provision related to the Strong Families Tax Credit Program that would have allowed otherwise qualified entities to participate in the program, even if they received more than 50% of their funding from the Department of Children and Families. Members, in total, this year's tax package provides just under $1.3 billion in tax relief to Florida residents and businesses. When we include all of the tax relief that we've already passed under the Affordable Housing Bill. Also earlier in a special session, we did toll relief bill that was passed in special session. The total tax relief provided to Floridians will be $2.7 billion. Members, that is the amendment.
Any questions of Representative McLean? Any questions? Representative Robinson, you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I just had one. It was going so fast, and I didn't have it in front of me. When you said they added something with, it was dealing with Miami-Dade County. I just wanted you to repeat it so I can be clear on what it
Representative
was.
Representative McLean, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, so currently there's a sales tax that's levied on a food and beverage tax that's levied in Miami-Dade County, and I believe it's used for homelessness, I believe. So there are 3 cities that currently don't participate in that, I think in that tax levy. Those 3 cities will put a referendum up. If it's passed, then they'll be participating in that.
Further questions, Representative McLean. Further questions, Representative Valdez, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, and good morning, members. Representative McLean, so to just clarify, for the Hillsborough County special tax that was litigated, what's going to be the plan on that?
Representative McLean, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this time, originally we had a portion in there that we've taken some of the levy, set it aside for attorney's fees. I think there's been a lot of conversation about how the tax should be distributed and some of that, and so we decided to just wait, and we'll let some folks work on it over the summer, maybe, you know, try to bring that back next session.
Follow-up? Further questions of Representative McLean? Further questions? Seeing no further questions, is there any debate? Representative, you're recognized. Representative Andrade.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I felt compelled to stand up and point out one specific piece of this tax package that you, Chair McLean, and Gallup Franklin worked on this year. I came to you earlier in the session about widows of veterans moving to the state and not being recognized for the sacrifice that they made while residents of another state. We make those recognitions because of service to this country and because of work that you did along with Representative Franklin. We're going to start recognizing the sacrifice of those families as well. So thank you so much for that and for listening and working through that process with us.
Representative Marka rises in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise to thank our friend, our chairman, Stan McLean, for the work done on the business rent tax. I rise because you and I worked on an important bill a couple years ago that basically brought quite a bit of revenue in the state of Florida by streamlining our online sales tax. And ultimately, I want to thank you for not only the forward-looking, including this in the bill, but also I'm a little upset we have to wait till December, but I'm very happy that we're going to cut that by another percent and then go down to 2% in the following year. So I thank you for your leadership on that. Very important to a lot of local businesses.
Representative Valdez, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Representative McLean, I just want to thank you for your leadership on this tax package and for listening to all of our concerns and including such many great perks that and tax rebates that we're going to be giving Floridians. And I'm looking forward to being able to work with you next session to see about clearing up that Hillsborough County tax rebate that we should be giving our residents of Hillsborough County. I hope that doesn't turn into another debate and litigation, right? But it's all good. Thank you very much.
Further debate on the tax package. Further debate. Representative Beltran, you are recognized, sir, in debate.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Chair McLean, for this tax package. I do want to pick up on where my colleague from Hillsborough left off, which is on that tax refund. We did have an unlawful tax in Hillsborough for several years, and there was about $570 million that was collected pursuant to that tax. And we've been having a debate and a discussion the last year or so about what to do about that. The tax was thrown out by the Florida Supreme Court, and the tax was thrown out essentially because there was a restriction on how it was to be used, and it was frankly to be used to benefit special interests at the disadvantage of districts, my district and districts like mine on East and South Hillsborough County. And we paid that tax for over a year, and there was a lot of money. And we were talking about whether we should spend that money on projects or whether we should try to either refund that or do a sales tax holiday. And there was a lot of discussion locally and some discussion up here. And I think what I came to a conclusion, and a lot of my colleagues came to the conclusion, that the best thing to do would be a sales tax holiday, because it would be difficult to rebate that money in a fair manner to make sure everyone who paid that tax. And there was some discussion at the local level about spending it on projects. But I think the money should have been refunded. And if it was going to be spent on projects, it should have been spent on projects that didn't advantage those same special interests that imposed the unlawful tax in the first place. And I'm glad we held to that principle. I've talked to several of my colleagues from Hillsborough, and there were some special interests who were trying to come in and get projects, and not only projects, but projects that would have advantaged those special interests. And so we are punting the issue to next year, but I did want to note that, and I'm glad we're going to do it right. Because if we do anything at all, we should make sure that we do it right. And I just want to speak to one or two other aspects of this. I'm glad we're getting rid of a lot of taxes. We're making some tax cuts permanent. There's a lot of really good tax holidays in this package. And hopefully in the future, we're going to look at eliminating some more taxes. We have a lot of these little fees that are probably more difficult to collect and administer than justified by the revenue that they produce. And I hope we start eliminating those, because our economy is doing great. We should try to return more money to the taxpayer. And we need to remember, when we're taxing people, we are forcing our constituents to give up their money. And we should only do that if it's absolutely necessary. So with that, I'll be up on the tax package. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Members, our time in debate has expired. Representative McLean, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, and when I closed on the bill originally, nothing gets done in the House without having a great leader, and certainly Speaker Renner made it easy for us to know what the importance of consumer tax cuts were going to be as we, worked our way through the process. That was the number one thing that we looked at anytime we were thinking about it, is does this give broad-based relief to all consumers? And then, also we looked at small business and businesses in general as it relates to the business rent tax and then other taxes that we did. I do want to give a quick shout out to my vice chair, Representative Buchanan, who currently is the only Buchanan to have ever chaired a Ways and Means Committee meeting. And all the committee members, we had a great committee, lots of very inquisitive questioning, debate, ideas. To Vince and Kimberly and Alexandria, you wouldn't, Chair Payne, you wouldn't believe the amount of ideas that come in about ways to cut taxes and ways to redistribute and do all that, and they sift through all of that and get it into some form where we can then discuss it and bring it in for a landing somehow. And so it's a great tax package, $2.7 billion in relief to the to our constituents. And it was an honor for me to be able to chair the Ways and Means Committee, and I'm hoping everyone's up on it. Thank you.
Representative McLean, having closed on his motion, all those in favor of the motion say yay.
Yay.
All those opposed say nope. Show the motion adopted. Members, a question now recurs on final passage of HB 7063 as amended. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members cast your vote. All members voted. Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
112 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Members, we're now taking up the budget conference reports. Please read the first report. Members, pursuant to the state constitution and joint rule 2.1 paren 4, the 72-hour review period began to run upon completion of the furnishing of the required copies to each member of the legislature, each member of the cabinet, and the governor, the Supreme Court justice, and the Supreme Court. The Secretary of the Senate attested that the required copies were furnished in accordance with the Constitution and the joint rule on Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023 at 8:48 a.m. Additionally, all conforming bills recommended by conference committees have been published subject to the 24-hour review period pursuant to joint rule 2.1 paren 8. Speaker Leak, Representative Leak, Chairman Leak. After he reads it, you're recognized.
The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker. I'm directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted the Conference Committee Report as an entirety and passed SB 2500 as amended by the Conference Committee Report and request the concurrence of the House, Tracy C. Cantell as Secretary, by the Committee on Appropriations, SB 2500, a bill to be entitled An Act Making Appropriations. The Honorable Kathleen Pasadomo, President of the Senate, the Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker, House of Representatives. Dear Madam President and Mr. Speaker, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on SB 2500, first engrossed, same being, an act making appropriations, having met, and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. 1, that the House of Representatives recede from its Amendment 048713, and 2, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto and by reference made a part of this report. Reading the report, Mr. Speaker.
Now you're ready. Representative Leak, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm anxious too. I move that we accept the conference report in its entirety.
Representative Leak moves to accept the conference committee's report in its entirety. All those members in favor signify by saying yay. Opposing, no. The motion is adopted. Having concluded debate yesterday, Representative Leak, you are now recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I want to take a moment here to thank a couple of folks. Most importantly, our Speaker for giving me the opportunity. I want to thank all of you for engaging in the process. This is a work product that I am proud of. I would be remiss, however, if I didn't mention Eric Pridgen and the entire appropriations staff. They worked tirelessly throughout the year to make sure that the product that we put on the table both complies with the law and complies with your wishes. So a special thank you to Eric. But you know, there's one person who always goes unheralded, and no one recognizes the role of the vice chair, Vice Chair McClure. So I want to take a special moment. Mostly nobody recognizes it because it's not terribly meaningful, but I want to take a moment and recognize Vice Chair McClure, who diligently yelled yes from the back of the room while not sitting in his chair in committee, and otherwise was largely unhelpful. So, Vice Chair McClure, thank you, and with that I close.
Representative Leek, having closed, the question now recurs on final passage of SB 2500 as amended by the conference committee report. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members cast your vote? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
111 yeas, 0 nays, Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the conference committee report on SB 2502.
The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker. I'm directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted the conference committee report as an entirety and passed SB 2502 as amended by the conference committee report and request the concurrence of the House. Tracy C. Cantella, Secretary, by the Committee on Appropriations, SB 2502, a bill to be entitled An Act Implementing the 2023-2024 General Appropriations Act. The Honorable Kathleen Pasadomo, President of the Senate. The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker, House of Representatives. Dear Madam President and Mr. Speaker, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on SB 2502, same being an act relating to implementing the 2023-2024 General Appropriations Act, having met, and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. One, that the House of Representatives recede from its Amendment 600923, and two, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto and by reference made a part of this report. Reading the report, Mr. Speaker.
You're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that we accept in its entirety the conference report.
Representative Leek moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All in favor, signify by saying yay.
Yay.
All those opposed, nope. The motion adopted. Having concluded debate yesterday, Representative Leek, you are recognized to close.
I'll waive close.
Having waived close, the question now recurs on final passage of SB 2502 as amended by the conference committee report. Clerk will unlock the machine and members will cast your vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will now lock the machine and announce the vote.
105 yeas, 5 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the conference committee report on SB 2504.
The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker. I am directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted the conference committee report as an entirety and passed SB 2504 as amended by the conference committee report and request the concurrence of the House. Tracy C. Cantella, Secretary, by the Committee on Appropriations, SB 2504, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to State Employees. The Honorable Kathleen Pasadomo, President of the Senate. The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker, House of Representatives. Dear Madam President and Mr. Speaker, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on SB 2504, same being an act relating to state employees, having met, and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. One, that the House of Representatives recede from its Amendment 408289, and two, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto, and by reference made a part of this report. Reading the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Leek, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to accept the conference committee report in its entirety.
Representative Leek moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All in favor signify by saying yay.
Yay.
All those opposed, no. Show the motion is adopted. Having concluded debate yesterday, Representative Leek, you're again recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll waive close.
Having waived close, question now recurs on final passage of SB 2504 as amended by the conference committee report. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members cast your vote? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
112 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the conference committee report on CS for SB 7024.
The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker. I'm directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted the conference committee report as an entirety and passed CS for SB 7024 as amended by the conference committee report and request the concurrence of the House, Tracy C. Cantella, Secretary, by the Committees on Appropriations and Governmental Oversight and Accountability, CS for SB 7024, a bill to be entitled an act relating to retirement. The Honorable Kathleen Pasadomo, President of the Senate. The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker, House of Representatives. Dear Madam President and Mr. Speaker, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on CS for SB 7024, same being an act relating to retirement, having met, and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. One, that the House of Representatives recede from its amendment 979575, and two, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto and by reference made a part of this report. Reading the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Brissetta Cabrera, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to accept the conference committee report in its entirety.
Representative Brissetta Cabrera moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All those in favor say yeah. All those opposed, no. Show the motion is adopted. Having concluded debate yesterday, Representative Brissetta Cabrera, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I would like to take a moment to talk about how meaningful this piece of legislation is. And it wouldn't have happened without Speaker Renner and Chair Leek and your leadership on this incredibly important issue. 629,073. That's how many lives will be directly impacted by this legislation. The unfortunate reality is that our first responders, our firefighters, our law enforcement officers have a much lower life expectancy than the average person. That's a reality that they have to live with each day. It's a reality that their families have to live with each day. The work that they do is physically demanding, requires extraordinary agility, mental acuity, and there are limits to the length of time you can perform it. But this bill isn't just for our first responders. It's for every single FRS employee. It's for those who are the backbone of this very building. It's for those who protect us in the chamber day in and day out. It's for those who we could not do our jobs without, the ones who are here late at night making sure that we have everything we need for committee and for session the next day. It's for those who teach our children. So I ask for your support today to help protect those who protect us and serve our communities, serve our families, and serve our state day in and day out. Thank you.
Representative Brissetta Cabrera, having closed, the question now recurs on final passage of CS for SB 7024 as amended by the conference committee report. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members cast your vote? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine and announce a vote.
112 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the conference committee report on SB 2506.
The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker. I am directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted the conference committee report as an entirety and passed SB 2506 as amended by the conference committee report and request concurrence of the House, Tracy C. Cantella, Secretary, by the Committee on Appropriations, SB 2506, a bill to be entitled an act relating to the Capitol Complex. The Honorable Kathleen Pasadomo, President of the Senate. The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker, House of Representatives. Dear Madam President and Mr. Speaker, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on SB 2506, same being an act relating to Capitol Complex, having met, and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. One, that the House of Representatives recede from its amendment 967361, and two, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto, and by reference made a part of this report. Reading the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Brissetta Cabrera, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move to accept the conference committee report in its entirety.
Representative Brissetta Cabrera moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All those in favor say yeah.
Yeah.
All those opposed, no. You're signifying yes, so the motion's adopted. Having concluded debate yesterday, Representative Brissetta Cabrera recognized to close.
Wave close.
Having waived close, the question now recurs on final passage of SB 2506 as amended by the conference committee report. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members cast your vote? Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will now lock the machine and announce the vote.
97 yeas, 13 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the conference committee report on SB 7018.
The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker. I am directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted the Conference Committee Report as an entirety and passed SB 7018 as amended by the Conference Committee Report and request the concurrence of the House. Tracy C. Cantella, Secretary. By the Committee on Criminal Justice, SB 7018, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to the Inmate Welfare Trust Fund. The Honorable Kathleen Pasadomo, President of the Senate. The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker, House of Representatives. Dear Madam President and Mr. Speaker, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on SB 7018, same being an act relating to Inmate Welfare Trust Fund, having met, and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. One, that the House of Representatives recede from its amendment 256357, and two, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached here to and by reference made a part of this report. Reading in the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Smith, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to accept the conference committee report in its entirety.
Representative Smith moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All those in favor say yay. Yay. Opposed, no. The motion is adopted. Having concluded debate yesterday, Representative Smith, you're recognized to close.
Waive close, Mr. Speaker.
Having waived close, the question now recurs on final passage of SB 7018. As amended by the conference committee report, the clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members cast your vote? Have all members voted? The clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
112 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the conference committee report on SB 2510.
The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker. I am directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted the conference committee report as an entirety and passed SB 2510 as amended by the conference committee report and request the concurrence of the House. Tracy C. Cantella, Secretary. By the Committee on Appropriations, SB 2510, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Health. The Honorable Kathleen Pasadomo, President of the Senate. The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker, House of Representatives. Dear Madam President and Mr. Speaker, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on SB 2510, same being an act relating to health, having met, and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. One, that the House of Representatives recede from its amendment 707069, and two, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto and by reference made a part of this report. Reading the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Garrison, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to accept the conference committee report in its entirety.
Representative Garrison moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All those in favor say yeah.
Yeah.
All those opposed, nope. Show the motion is adopted. Having concluded the debate yesterday, Representative Garrison, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With thanks to my staff director, Brian Clark, I waive close.
Waiving close. Question now recurs on final passage of SB 2510 as amended by the conference committee report. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members cast your vote. Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
111 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the conference committee report on HB 5101.
The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker. I am directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted the conference committee report as an entirety and passed HB 5101 as amended by the conference committee report and request concurrence of the House. Tracy C. Cantella, Secretary. By Pre-K through 12 Appropriations Subcommittee and Representative Tom Cow, House Bill 5101, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Education. The Honorable Kathleen Pasadomo, President of the Senate. The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker, House of Representatives. Dear Madam President and Mr. Speaker, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on HB 5101, same being an act relating to education, having met, and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. One, that the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto and by reference made a part of this report. Reading the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Tom Cow, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to accept the conference committee report in its entirety.
Representative Tom Cow moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All those in favor say yay.
Yay.
All those opposed, no. Show the motion is adopted. Having concluded debate yesterday, Representative Tom Cow, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the wise words of Eric Pridgen, be bold, be brief, be gone.
Having concluded a debate, the question now recurs on final passage of HB 5101 as amended by the conference committee report. Clerk will unlock the machine and members will cast your vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
111 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the conference committee report on HB 5303.
The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker. I am directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted the conference committee report as an entirety and passed HB 5303 as amended by the conference committee report and request the concurrence of the House. Tracy C. Cantella, Secretary. HB 5303, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Biomedical Research. The Honorable Kathleen Pasadomo, President of the Senate. The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker, House of Representatives. Dear Madam President and Mr. Speaker, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on HB 5303, same being An Act Relating to Biomedical Research, having met, and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. 1. That the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto and by reference made a part of this report. Reading the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Garrison, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to accept the conference committee report in its entirety.
Representative Garrison moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Opposed, nope. Show the motion is adopted. Having concluded debate yesterday, Representative Garrison, you're welcome to close.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, cancer sucks. Vote up on this bill.
Representative Garrison, having committed that cancer sucks and vote up on this bill, the question now recurs on final passage of HB 5303 as amended by the conference committee report. The clerk will unlock the machine and all members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
111 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the conference committee report on CS for HB 1285.
The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker. I am directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has accepted the conference committee report as an entirety and passed CS for House Bill 1285 as amended by the conference committee report and request the concurrence of the House. Tracy C. Cantella, Secretary. CS for House Bill 1285, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to the Florida State Guard. The Honorable Kathleen Pasadomo, President of the Senate. The Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker, House of Representatives. Dear Madam President and Mr. Speaker, your conference committee on the disagreeing votes of the two houses on CS for House Bill 1285, same being An Act Relating to Florida State Guard, having met, and after full and free conference, do recommend to their respective houses as follows. 1. That the Senate and House of Representatives adopt the conference committee amendment attached hereto, and by reference made a part of this report. Reading the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Gilombardo, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to accept the conference committee report in its entirety.
Representative Gilombardo moves to accept the conference committee report in its entirety. All in favor signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. The motion is adopted. Having concluded debate yesterday, Representative Gilombardo, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I waive close.
Having waived close, the question now recurs on final passage of CS for HB 1285 as amended by the conference committee report. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? The clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
91 yeas, 20 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there bills or joint resolutions on third reading?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there bills in the special order calendar?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Members, we are near the end of our 2023 legislative session. Please take your seats. When we hold the traditional sign-e-die ceremony, our returning members and those in the process know that this session has been a special one, a session like no other. So perhaps it's not a coincidence that our researchers tell us that this happens to be the 100th anniversary of the sign-e-die ceremony started in 1923. We will move to the rotunda soon to celebrate and watch the handkerchiefs drop. But first, let me offer a few comments on this year's session. There is no doubt that this session will be remembered as historic because we have accomplished so much together. It felt like we passed more consequential legislation in some weeks than we would expect in an entire session. Our success begins and ends with the men and women in this chamber, with each of you. Of course, leadership matters, and this chamber is fortunate to have an outstanding leadership team. Along with the committee chairs and vice chairs, I want to thank them for their efforts to pass our agenda and assist members to bring great policy to the House floor. To accomplish as much as we have, we need staff. And I can tell you the Florida House has the most talented and dedicated professional staff you could ever find. To each and every person on the staff, I am deeply grateful and appreciate you. And to my immediate staff in the Speaker's office, thank you for your steady professionalism in keeping after the renter kids to make sure they don't wander off or wreck the place. Of course, leading our staff is someone who deserves as much credit for this session as anyone in this chamber. She knows the process inside and out, and she knows how to deliver results. But even under stress, she always keeps a smile. Members, the best decision I will ever make as Speaker of the House was picking Allison Carter as our Chief of Staff. I want to thank our Sergeant in Arms and your team for keeping us safe and keeping this house in order. You guys are the best. I want to thank our clerk, Jeff Takis, and his team. What they do is not easy, but they make it look easy. So thank you for what you do. I want to thank our communications team, who help us tell the story of all the good that we do here. I want to thank the great people who provide us meals early in the morning until late at night, and those who come and clean this chamber after we go home. It takes them all to keep Florida's Capitol working, and we thank you for your service and everything you do. And on a personal note, I want to thank all of our family members, and in my case, my wife, Adriana, for the sacrifice of allowing us this time away to serve the people of Florida. Let's give our families a round of applause. While it seems like a lifetime ago, during organization session, we set out some broad goals and specific priorities. Thanks to each of you, we delivered on every one of those priorities. Give yourself a round of applause. The same is true on the budget. We just passed. Our budget chairs and staff concluded the smoothest state budget process in memory. I'm proud of the work you provided to meet the critical needs of Floridians. And since this will be the earliest signee die in memory, I'm especially grateful that you finished on time. Members, this session we learned how much we can accomplish together. And as we look ahead, there will be new challenges and opportunities for us to tackle. Next session, we will still need your voice, your passion, and your commitment. But this session submits a strong legacy of public service for each and every member of this chamber. It is a privilege to serve as your speaker, and I look forward to doing it all over again next year. God bless you. I believe our communications team has another video for you, so take a seat for a moment. We'll be timing our dropping of the handkerchiefs with the Senate President here in a moment. She is still speaking, or maybe not, waiting for me to call her. So we have a short video for you, and then we'll get on with the sign-a-die celebration. Representative Perez, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn. Sine die.
Representative Perez moves that the House adjourn. Sine die. All in favor say yay.
Yay!
Opposed, no. Show the motion approved. The House is adjourned. Sine die. All right.